Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Engineering Operations Committee meeting for Thursday, April 23rd. I'm Chair Ray, and this meeting is called to order. We're meeting in person with two board members meeting remotely, and I believe that General Counsel Edwards needs to make an announcement.
Yes, we have three that are remote in case they are going to participate. Directors Abdullahi, Director Freehoff, and Director Miller are all participating pursuant to the just cause exception in AB 2449.
Thank you. So today votes will be taken by a roll call vote. Roxiana, will you please call the roll?
Chair Ray?
Present.
Vice Chair Fong Sakai?
Present.
Vice Chair Heideman? Director Abdullahi?
So you have five.
Present.
Vice Chair Heideman? No. Director Arant? Director Buckowitz? Director Coates Hedberg is absent. Supervisor Desmond?
Here.
Director Flessy?
Here.
Director Freehoff?
Present.
Director Rivera?
Present.
Director Sanchez?
Present.
Director Waugh? Director Whitburn? Chair Ray, we have a quorum of the committee.
Thank you. As we discuss the items on the agenda, I will be calling directors to push their speaker button. Please limit your comments to matters not already addressed and state all of your points when you have a chance to speak so we can move through our agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda?
I see none.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask if there are any public comments.
One public comment was received via email. The comment was distributed to the board and posted online. Calling on public comment for matters on the Engineering and Operations Committee agenda or within the committee's jurisdiction. Mr. Osisioma, you will have 3 minutes to make your comments.
All right, make sure the mic is good.
Good afternoon, committee. My name is Chine Osisioma. I'm with JF Shea Construction. The Pipeline 5 relining project is set to be awarded today to an apparent low bidder who has not completed a single relining project for the Water Authority in the last 18 years. If you feel unsettled by that lack of experience and increased risk in service disruption, added costs, and even future potential claims, I respectfully request that you put the project back out to bid. Now, you might be thinking, wow, what a sore loser. And I'll be honest, as a soccer player my entire life, competition is in my blood. But I'm not here for my own win. I'm here as an expert in the water pipeline relining and as someone deeply invested in the long-term affordability of my hometown. With over 25 years of partnership with the Water Authority, we at JF Shea respect this board and the engineering staff, and we understand the value of a competitive bidding process. Please consider this contest as you decide whether you want to put the job back out to bid. It's not just that the lowest bidder has not completed a relining project for the Water Authority in nearly two decades. In our protest letter, we identified clear signs of a lack of understanding of the project scope and complexity, which is likely the reason the bidder appears lower. Please review our protest letter where we substantiate these claims. Now compare their record to a highly qualified contractor like Shea. We have never missed a shutdown or milestone, so you avoid delays and service disruptions. We continue finding savings during construction, resulting in substantial net negative change orders on every relining project, every project. That's money back to the Water Authority. Will this be the case with an inexperienced contractor who likely does not understand the full scope or have experience enough to locate cost savings for the Water Authority? Then the responsible move is simple. Rebid the project. I'll make one final note before I close. The staff recommendation in the board packet states that soliciting new bids will result in delays and increased project costs. We respectfully disagree. Rebidding gives you the opportunity to validate the pricing, likely driving the cost lower. Since companies rebidding now know what the target price is and will likely sharpen their pencils to make sure that it's lower.
Your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
Rebidding doesn't award the project.
Based on our experience, there's still time. Sir, your comment time is up.
No impact on the schedule. The last relight we did was awarded in July, and that was double the amount of time. That's so bad. Thank you.
Are there any other public comments?
If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press star 9 if you are listening by phone. Speaker Christensen, you will have 3 minutes. You may begin now.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me? My name is Eric Christen. I'm the executive director of the Coalition for Fair Employment and Construction, and we have been pointing out since the board foolishly decided to put a discriminatory project labor agreement in place on most of your work, just what a failure it has been on specific projects. Specifically today, what we're doing is pointing to your staff documents on page 125 that point out the local workforce goals versus what's been reported, and specifically pointing out the failure in this case of local hire, which is one of the excuses given by PLA proponents as to why a PLA is needed. Of course, it is counterintuitive because 90% of the construction workforce is union free, and therefore what you're doing by putting a PLA in effect is making it almost impossible for local workers to be employed. Your cumulative for all projects is 29.54% of the workers are local. 29.54%. That's embarrassing. Your goal is 60%, which is ridiculously low as well. If there wasn't a PLA in effect, you would have these numbers over 80%. But because the PLA is in effect, this is what you continue to reap with this nonsense. I realize that there are big labor special interest supporters on your board who are put into place and elected by way of big labor donations, but it's not really worth what you're getting to continue to support these discriminatory project labor agreements and have them be a way of doing business. They don't work. They reduce bidders. They increase costs, as we have conclusively demonstrated. And your local hire projects, your local hire goals are hitting less than 30%. So just wanted to remind you how poorly the project labor agreement is doing for all of your projects and as a whole. And when this thing comes up for renewal or reconsideration, that it's either done away with or dramatically changed to where it's actually protecting workers, ratepayers, contractors, apprentices, everybody, not just big labor special interests. Thank you.
Speaker with the last name Everett, you will have 3 minutes. You may begin now.
Great, thank you. My name's Dave Everett. I'm with the Western Electrical Contractors Association. We're a state and federally approved electrical apprenticeship program. And your PLA, your project labor agreement, discriminates against all of our members, and it drives up costs 30 to 40%, as you've seen. Your PLA also bans all of our apprentices from working on these jobs. You were earlier talking about workforce development. You would not need a TikTok with rocking videos if you did not ban all of your non-union apprentices from the project. It even bans all local apprentices from San Diego and San Diego County that are non-union that pay the rates that this board is constantly raising. So please keep in mind that it bans all of our local WECA apprentices when your supposed goal was to increase local hire. And when you review what has been a failure, this PLA has been, as the other caller mentioned, 60% was a ridiculously low local hire goal to begin with. And already the big labor bosses that have lied to you throughout this whole process can't even deliver half of what they promised. half of the 60 would be 30. Your average is 29%. On some of the projects, you received even lower numbers than that, 29% on the, 23 on the first aqueduct structure rehabilitation, 24% on the Helix 9 flow control facility. So the numbers have been unbelievably low on a project where, or on a policy where your whole goal is to get local hire. You're not even receiving half of what you were promised. And it's been several times now that the unions have not been honest with you. Other people in other committees were talking about plugging the hole on a sinking ship and how so much of this is out of your control. Well, then why play politics with the costs that are in your control, like construction costs? You don't have to restrict and discriminate against 9 out of 10 local construction workers. If you had 10 McDonald's in your city and you shut down 9 of them, the price of your Big Mac at your remaining McDonald's, it's going to go up. So that's exactly what you guys are doing. On two of these projects, you only received one bidder. You had a previous commenter talking about how you only received an unqualified bidder, they thought, in another situation. So your bidding pool has gone down. That's why your costs are going up. That's why you're having to rebid these projects. And that's why you only have a 29% local hire when your goal was 60% local hire. And so you're talking about slowing down the rate of increases, and that in May that might start ramping down the increases. Well, do what's in your control. Stop playing politics with the construction of these projects. All the union members in San Diego County have to pay the rate increases that result from your bad decisions.
Thank you. There are no further requests.
All right, thank you for your public comments. And are there any director's comments? Seeing none in the queue, I'll move along. Oh, I apologize. Director Rivera.
Good afternoon. On the protest letter for Shea, are we on that item right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. Liquidated damages, I'm concerned about potential delays on the project. And what are the liquidated damages for this project?
The liquidated damages were outlined in the contract. I'd have to refer back to that specification, but they were related to if they did not complete the work within the shutdown period, we would be compensated for the delays associated with that.
Okay, and I have read the protest letter and the rebuttal response by J.W. Fowler. That's attachment 3 on pages 114 through 119. And so that was my concern on that. I think the response has been satisfactory. And also reference checks for this contractor. I know that the speaker mentioned that no recent similar type work had been done within the last 18 years, but I know that the contractor has done other work for San Diego County Water Authority. What has been the experience on the work that this contractor has done for the Water Authority?
They've performed very well for us in the past. And I would like to note that J.W. Fowler has significant amount of tunneling expertise, which is very similar to the reline work that we do.
All right, thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. Supervisor Desmond.
Thank you. Mr. Katz here is helping me with the electronics. Just as a follow-up question, it was mentioned, you know, about not working for the authority for 18 years for the Fowler award, but have they done relining projects for other entities other than the Water Authority in the last 18 years?
I would ask staff.
Staff, Nina.
Yeah, again, they've done similar work, such as Jack and Bore, which is the same type of work in terms of inserting another pipe into a tunnel setting, doing annular grouting between the tunnel and the pipe. So it is very similar work. I believe in 2006, they performed relining for us for the Water Authority.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. And there will be a presentation in regards to that item under the action discussion, so that might answer some more, any more questions that the directors may have. Moving on to the chair's report, I'd like to welcome Director Whitburn and Supervisor Desmond to the Engineering Operations Committee. Thank you for working with us here in the committee. And please mark your calendars for the engineering operations tour of the new operations and maintenance center at 1:30 p.m. on May 14th. And that's the new center in Escondido. Kelly will be sending invitations out tomorrow and requesting RSVPs by May 11th to attend that tour. I've actually seen the facility. It's amazing. So I hope you guys get a chance to go and visit. There are no consent calendar items, so we'll go ahead and move along to the action discussion. We have one action discussion item, and that's the construction contract with James W. Fowler Company for the Pipeline 5 relining project on the Oceanside 5 flow control facility to Huckleberry Lane. And Michael Hugh will now provide a presentation. Michael?
Yes, good afternoon, Chair Ray and members of the committee. My name is Mike Hugh, Senior Engineer in the Engineering Department. I'm here today to recommend award of a construction contract for the Pipeline 5 relining Oceanside 5 flow control facility to Huckleberry Lane project. This item can be found on page 86 of your board packets. The project is located in northern San Diego County in the community of Bonsall, just west of Interstate 15 and south of Gopher Canyon Road. The limits of the pipeline relining are shown here in red. The southern end of the relining will connect to a previous relining project completed in 2019. The project will reline approximately 5,000 feet of Pipeline 5, a 96-inch pre-stressed concrete cylinder pipe constructed in the early 1980s. The project also includes an isolation structure, which will be used to facilitate future isolations of Pipeline 5. The work will occur during the aqueduct shutdown starting in the fall of this year and ending in the spring of 2027. So here's a picture of the isolation structure, which is a concrete vault with mechanical piping. To isolate the pipeline, the segment that's shown here in green will be removed and replaced with a bulkhead. This offers several advantages over a traditional welded steel bulkhead, including the use of reusable components and the ability to isolate the pipeline more quickly. Staff advertised notice inviting bids in February 2026 and conducted a non-mandatory pre-bid meeting and site visit. I just wanted to quickly note that prior to bidding, staff conducted targeted outreach to qualified contractors to increase the bidder participation. This effort helped generate a bid from James W. Fowler Company, which has not bid on a Water Authority relining project in nearly 20 years. As a result of outreach and formal solicitation, the Water Authority received two bids in March from James W. Fowler Company and J.F. Shea Construction Incorporated. Staff performed a review of the apparent low bid from Fowler, compared the cost estimate, and noted that they included all work items and met the contract requirements. In accordance with the bid documents, Fowler's bid was adjusted, and that's noted there in the asterisks under the table. Following the bid opening, J.F. Shea submitted a bid protest. Staff, in consultation with General Counsel, reviewed the protest and determined it does not have merit and recommend the board reject the protest. I'd like to note that J.F. Shea also submitted an additional letter following their initial bid protest, but per the administrative code, unless requested by the Water Authority, neither the protester nor the bidder shall submit additional material. Despite not requesting for this information, staff reviewed the letter, but noted that it did not provide any new information or analysis that would change staff's recommendation. So based on this review, Fowler is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. So therefore, staff's recommendation is for the board to reject J.F. Shea's bid protest and award the construction contract to James W. Fowler Company in the amount of just under $30.5 million for the Pipeline 5 relining project. As a reminder, under the administrative code, The awarding authority is responsible for determining the outcome of bid protests. So in this case, that's the board. Following approval, construction is expected to start this fall and complete in the summer of 2027. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Michael. I believe that Director Miller would like to speak. He's online with us.
Thank you, Chair Ray. Yeah, I asked this question the other day about the experience level, and I still have a concern about it. 18 years without doing a job for us and not having done a lining job, even though they've done some jack and bore and what have you, 18 years, you can turn over an entire workforce. And so the experience level they could have today could be completely different from what they had back then. And if we're going to award this to them, I would encourage us to be all over this contractor on watching what they're doing. We could be exposed to a lot of shutdowns, and I'm concerned that for $100,000, we could spend that money on change orders in a matter of days. So I would really ride herd on the contract, and I'd be concerned. So I hope you watch them really close if we're going to do this. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Miller. Director Scalzitti.
Hi, I'm not on this committee, but thank you for letting me speak. You know, I think that we have to go with the lowest responsible bidder, and how are we going to encourage other people to continue to bid for our work if we just ignore the ones and feel safe? We have to open it up to have people. I know how are they ever going to get in the arena if we don't try? So I'd be supporting this in the former board.
Director Lyons.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not on this committee, but I appreciate the opportunity to ask staff a question. Could you go into a little more detail about the adjustment to the bid, what that was and why that was done?
Sure. Yeah. So Fowler had over on their mobilization bid item, they had over the 5% maximum, which is allowed by the contract. So that number per the contract documents was reduced to that 5% maximum. So that was just under $50,000.
Okay, I don't see any other requests to speak in the queue. So there are two items. This item actually requires two separate votes. The first vote is to reject the bid protest. So we have to have a motion and a second and a vote on that item. And then the second item would be to award the bid contract. I have anyone to motion for rejecting the bid protest?
Second.
I'm sorry, who was the second? Thank you. Thank you, Director Fussy. Okay. And I believe I have to have a roll call vote, correct?
Chair Ray?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fong Sakai?
Aye.
Vice Chair Heideman is absent. Directors Abdullahi?
Yes.
Arant?
Yes.
Buckowitz?
Yes.
Coates Hedberg is absent. Supervisor Desmond?
Yes.
Directors Flessy?
Yes.
Freehoff?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
And Directors Wall and Whitburn are absent. Chair Ray, the motion passes.
Thank you. So the second item would be to award the bid contract. I'm sorry. We have a request to speak by Director Arant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Who was the first? Glassy. Thank you. All right. So we have a motion and a second. Roxana?
Chair Ray?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fonsakai?
Aye.
Vice Chair Heideman is absent. Directors Abdullahi?
Yes.
Arendt? Buckowitz? Coates Hedberg is absent. Supervisor Desmond?
Yes.
Director Splessy?
Yes.
Freehoff?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Directors Waugh and Whitburn are absent. Chair Ray, the motion passes.
Thank you. There were two items in your informational agenda and for review. There's no presentations on those, and there are no closed session items. So being no further business for this committee, we'll go ahead and adjourn now and form a board. Yes, sir.
Information item, one of the information items.
Okay.
Yeah, this has to do with the annual report on the PLA. And, you know, this the PLA keeps coming up, and we keep dealing with issues and information and so forth. And this annual report, really, I don't think it helps solve that issue. It raises some questions. One of the questions is looking at the projects that they have listed on table one. It would be really helpful to know what the engineer's estimate was on those projects, so we know that when they were awarded, what's the difference between the engineer's estimate and the what was awarded in the contract. It also would be good to have a comparison of projects that were issued before the PLA to see what kind of performance there was with respect to how close we got on engineer's estimate. Figure number one, there's a real issue there in that the local worker goal is 60% and the cumulative of all projects is 29.4, but the memo doesn't discuss why or speculate as to why that happened. So it might be great to have that information. Let's see what else. One other thing. Oh, on page 128, the next last paragraph, there's a discussion about staff I'll just read from the document. Staff identified 56 contractors and conducted direct outreach to gather feedback on the Water Authority's bidding processes and the contractor's experiences engaging with covered work and bidding on covered projects. It'd be interesting to know what the results of that outreach were, to understand what are the contractors' views of the Water Authority and the bidding process, and it'd be good information to have if indeed there is objective data that was compiled by that process. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Grant.
I did send an email to staff with those requests.
Wonderful. Director Paul?
Yes, I'm not a member of this committee, so thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. I also wanted to mention the project labor agreement, the annual update, that I found that update kind of unsatisfying. It was kind of like mashed potatoes with no gravy, or apple pie with no ice cream, or a Humvee without a brush guard. I have my concerns mirror what's already been said. Thank you.
Thank you. Just double checking. I now see no one else in the queue to speak. So there's no more business before this committee. We'll go ahead and adjourn.
Director Miller has a question.
Okay. Director Miller?
You almost got by me. I agree with Director Rant on what he said. I would also ask, one of the things we always hear is private contractors are allowed to bid on these even if there's a PLA. I would like to know in our experience how many private contractors that are not union have actually attempted to bid on these jobs. So I would like to see that information too when you do your analysis.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that, Marty. No one told me you wanted to speak. I apologize. Okay, now I think I'm going to adjourn the meeting and the formal board is in 5 minutes.